This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. We're going to talk about Rangers Angels from last night if you want. Or we can move to some bigger picture MLB stuff. Obviously, we've talked about a lot of big picture Texas Rangers stuff over the past couple of weeks. But you know what? I'm going to give you something positive. Something positive. We need something positive to get this started. Give me cut number two, and we can pretend like the game went our way for just 1 second.
Josh, a pinch hitter in the sixth, was hit by a pitch. Swings here and lines one to right. That's a base knock, and the ball goes all the way to the wall. Berger hitting the bag at third. Tony Beasley waving him home. There is no relay throw. Berger scores standing up on the double to right by Josh Smith, and we're tied at five.
We did it, Corey.
That should have been it right there, Kevin.
We tied the game.
Tie the game, yeah. That'd be awesome.
Did it not turn out for us after that? Okay, I guess.
We lost 6-5, Kevin.
I guess play in cut number three.
Okay.
The 3-2. Ball four. He missed just a little bit outside with a fastball. That forces in Ryan Hefo.
All right, we might take a break from playing
audio. Yeah, no more audio, please.
Yeah, we might take a break from playing audio for a minute. And this is somebody that I know there were many other reasons that this happened and why you got into that jam and everything, but Hobie Milner had the walk. And if you go back to just a few days ago when we'd kind of had our Rangers MVP discussion, before this past Monday, I think you could have made, like a week ago Monday, I think you could have made a really strong case for Hobie Milner. Then he gets just freaking lit up in the extra innings game against Baltimore. Then he can't hold the runners on in the San Diego game. So back-to-back losses in extra innings. And I realized it was just one batter, but he came in with the bases loaded and walked somebody. It was like a literal walk-off. And yet another disappointing loss in a slew of disappointing losses for the Rangers this season.
It's a frustrating season. And my question to Boach right now is, how long does this season feel? Because
that's a good question.
When you're winning, you're like, oh my gosh, this feeling, I never want it to go away. Whenever you're losing, you just kind of give up. You know, you just kind of just go, okay, we're only going to win 15 games this year, which would be ridiculous. But we're only going to win a few games this year. But when you're in this kind of place, it's long. And you're just like, are we ever going to win again? Once you win, you start asking yourself, yeah, but how long is this going to last?
Yeah.
And so I feel like this season is starting to feel like a very long season already, because you don't have enough consistency to be confident about yourself right now.
And look.
But then again, you're still right there, close in terms of your 500 record.
And the wild card.
And a a run, a win streak could change everything for you. So that's the frustrating thing even more.
Like, this is the kind of team that you have to dispatch in the Angels, because they're probably sitting in the same situation where I think the Angels have had maybe a better season than some people anticipated, especially since they lost their manager. But they're thinking maybe we could make a run at it at a time when the Rangers, Chris Young, you heard it yesterday with G-Bag, is desperately like, guys, give me a reason to keep pushing for this team and do something at the trade deadline. And then you see loss series after loss series, late game loss after late game loss.
Give me a reason to stay here and I'll turn right back around.
Who sang that?
I'll let you figure that one out.
I want to say Bonnie Raitt, but that's probably not right.
Mike last night had two rants that I thought were worthy of discussion.
Okay.
Rant number one was that the Angels knew what Jacob deGrom was throwing.
Oh, and well, Hershiser right
there. A couple of reasons he was saying this. One, he said Toronto had something on deGrom where they saw something. Maybe he is tipping his pitch a little bit. That was one thing. The other thing was maybe it's that they had an extra day to watch some film on deGrom. Maybe they see something or know something about his sequencing, but there's something. He was like, there's something. The swings are too healthy. And okay. DeGrom doesn't usually have healthy swings to get him. That D'Arnaud home run was too healthy of a swing. Like, he knew what pitch was going to be there. And it was fun to kind of entertain that thought just a little bit. But yeah, last night the Angels did swing against DeGrom like they had confidence, which we don't typically see.
This is the most runs he's given up in a start in almost 3 months.
So that was... And that's why
it's still not a lot.
Mike was like, I just don't know how to explain it. Like, yeah. You don't see it from this guy that often. So that was one conversation. The other one that I can't decide if Raymond was uncomfortable with the way that Mike was going at it, or if they had. Sometimes I think that he and Mike talk before the game and they're like, hey, that's a really good point. Bring that up and let's discuss it in one of these longer innings.
Okay.
But the concept was, he thinks players are, he said, whenever we would go to spring training, we would stand around for hours. We would stand around, we would do nothing. If you wanted your conditioning and standing, you got it in spring training. He said now,
right,
everything's so efficient in sports, in baseball, that you get to spring training, you start working immediately, and you're working on this. All of these things, your day is as efficient as it's ever been because you get there at 7 in the morning and you work all the way up until game time, and then you know what you're supposed to do at game time. Bam. And he was like, I'm starting to wonder if we're fatiguing players with all this stuff. And if it's just, hey, show up, stand around and be a baseball player and do what baseball players do. Sometimes we stand around, and then whenever it's time to go up to the plate, we hit the ball. It's not as complicated as you make it think, as you make it be. And then Dave Raymond was kind of like, hitting a baseball is difficult, though. And playing this game is hard. And so they just had a back and forth with this. And I was kind of curious on your thoughts on, we've discussed with Boone coming in, and Bochy's mentioned this, there's just too much sometimes. Sometimes you have too much information and you're overthinking it. Marcus Semien's talked about this recently where he's like, I'm just trying to do the things that I know I've done well in the past, instead of letting it get it all cluttered. Do you think maybe a reprieve a little bit from get there at 7 and work your butt off because somebody else might be taking your job, and just maybe relax a little bit and just go up to the plate and hit the ball?
I see the appeal of what you're saying, or the possibility of what you're saying, but don't you think this feels like something that is not going to change just because of how routine everyone...
Yes. Yeah, and I don't know if Mike's right. You know, that's the thing. I don't know if that's the correct answer. As the game has evolved, we've seen more additions of these things, of analytics, of studying a little bit more, of taking extra hits here and there. And, you know, one of the things about taking extra hits is you got a guy like Hellman who goes in there, and he's got to be there at 7 o'clock to show coach that he can be part of this team.
Yeah.
Haggerty could be taking his job, or, you know, any of these guys are there trying to outwork each other all the time.
Yeah.
But I do wonder if there is a little bit of fatigue from that. It was an interesting conversation. And then I know I'm going to see on the fan text, these guys get paid millions of dollars to just show up and hit the ball and stop whining about it. It was Mike asking this question. And I was a little curious about it.
You know what Stephen Jones would say to that, right?
24/7, 365. No,
yes, but also they pay their players too.
At the end of the day.
Yes, exactly.
From the 682, so Mike's saying take a load off and hit dingers. Pretty much what I heard.
Is that what you took away from that?
I thought it was an interesting conversation.
Okay, but actually, it's kind of funny that you said that, take a load off and hit dingers, because that has actually not been the case. We're looking at a historic run of potential shutouts this season.
Yes, we are.
All right. So, and this is team shutouts, not individual pitcher shutouts, because obviously we don't really get that anymore.
Yeah, batting is down.
Yes. So in 2019, there was 268 team shutouts across the entire season. This year, and that season also featured the highest strikeout total in history.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
This year, we're on pace for 365 shutouts. So almost 100 more.
That's as many days as there are in a year.
That is true. 3 out of every 4 years. All right. So,
it was a leap year.
Yes. I was actually thinking about a conversation I had with somebody at the lake about leap year, and it turned sad really quickly.
Did y'all talk about the movie Leap Year?
No, I don't think I've seen that, but I was about to make a leap year joke, and then the person I was talking to was like, I remember that was a leap year because my dad died on February 29th, so you might not want to joke about that. And I was like, oh my gosh. Okay, I won't.
You were like, I wasn't going to joke about your dad.
Yeah, I wasn't going to be,
about leap year.
Exactly. So, the current record is 359, and that was set in what was then known as the dead ball era, 1915. So,
well, yeah, of course.
Major League Baseball is on pace to have more shutouts than they did more than 100 years ago, when offense was so hard to come by that they literally called it the dead ball era.
Pretty sure those baseballs were made out of like duct tape, just rolled up really tightly.
They had the gloves that didn't really close all of the way. So, yeah.
And they just left their gloves on the field. They just set them down wherever they were and went back to the dugout and were like, my glove will be out there. Nobody's going to spit on my glove or trip over it, or it's not going to affect the game.
And so even if you like factor in for more games played, like over, obviously we expanded the baseball season, but the only season right now in the live ball era that would have a higher percentage of potential shutouts was 1968. And I believe that is the year where Bob Gibson kicked everybody's ass and they're like, we got to make a change to the mound. That's how drastic it was. And that is the exact same thing that you're looking at this season.
Kevin O'Neill Cruz.
He throws the ball fast.
He hits the ball hard too. Has officially joined the home run derby field.
Oh.
There are now 3 spots left in the home run derby. So there you go. O'Neill Cruz has decided he's thrown his hat into the ring.
Is it okay that I'm still kind of sad that Pete Alonso's not there?
Yes.
And I always like it when there's a Ranger there, even if I don't actually think they can win, because then I feel like I can root for them.
So Josh Hamilton was the most impressive Ranger home run.
That
was right.
Incredible. And he didn't even win.
Didn't it feel like all of our representatives, like we're known for hitting power, and
yes,
then our guys show up there and they try so hard and it just doesn't turn out. I expect Adolis to be like a dominator in that thing.
You can see how this year though, they would look at our team and be like, nah,
y'all probably need the rest.
You could sit this one out.
Sounds like y'all need to take a load off.
Now, you said something earlier about switching managers, and I wanted to bring this up to you. The Athletic has some discussion points and takeaways for the first half of the season. One of them is the Orioles are the most disappointing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin. At arenaclub.com.
Opening team of modern times.
Modern?
Yeah. So, look, we've had lots of discussions about the dead ball era and when modern baseball, like, actually starts. But let's just say 1960. So, this is a team that a lot of people were expecting tremendous things from. Not only are they 9 games below 500, they have a run differential of minus 82. And guess what? That's including a 3-game win streak. Those numbers are coming off of a win streak. You talked about like just all of the problems that they've had. And 2 years ago, everyone thought, hey, this is the Baltimore breakthrough. You didn't quite get it, but you're like, wait till next year and then wait till this year. And then nothing, man. They have been awful.
I'm sure they're going to turn it around at some point.
You don't
There's
think
plenty
that.
Of baseball left.
What do you think is more likely? Orioles turn it around or the Rangers turn it around?
Rangers.
Good answer.
Jesus.
What?
You always bring that up. Does Jesus return or does the Orioles
That turn? Is the betting lines and Poly Market that bring that up. I don't know how they come up with those odds. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, more Cowboys more. Questions that matter as we waste away waiting for training camp. Next right here on The Fan. KNC Masterpiece back here on 105.3 The Fan. It's time for what I'm going to call more Cowboys questions that matter as we waste away waiting for training camp, because we already did the segment and then we did more questions. So now the only logical thing is to do more. Well, that will only happen if we do another one of these.
Gotcha.
All right. Cowboys questions that matter. I will start with this. Who needs to take a bigger leap this season? Mozzie or Guyton?
This is interesting. I still, because I've said this so many times now, if the Cowboys' offensive line is good, this can be a very good team. And I say good as in just better than last year. Everybody across, like, Cooper Beebe's got to be better.
Right.
We give Cooper Beebe a lot of credit for being good and serviceable last year. And it also, because Guyton wasn't good, it takes a lot of everything off Cooper Beebe's plate. If everybody was good, Cooper Beebe would have been a point we would have been looking at going, he needs growth. So Tyler Guyton is a key to that because he plays such an important role at the position. Kevin, I don't know if you've seen the story. He's been working with Tyron Smith at a little bit of a camp, kind of similar to the OL Masterminds that Duke Manyweather does. Tyron Smith's got his out there in Vegas, and he's been working with him not just on like the mentality of the position, but he's definitely like, hey, ask all the questions you can. Let me show you how I strike, where I strike, the reason I put my hands here, and all these things. Tyron Smith was fantastic during his career. He was a pleasure to have, to be able to learn from him. And DeMarcus Ware even talks about how he learned and how he taught him, you know, those things together. If Tyler Guyton can just pin himself to Tyron Smith's hip and ask questions and learn from him, I think he's going to take that big step. I need Mozzie to be good. I need Tyler Guyton to be better.
Okay. Alec, who do you need to take the bigger leap this season?
It's a weird question to answer because it's two really important things to me. Stopping the run and keeping my quarterback on his feet. So which is more important to me? To give you a fair answer, I'm going to say Mozzie because of how long it's taken. Tyler Guyton, it's year two. And I think he has the talent within himself already. Like, I do think he will be good at some point in time. I hope it's this season. I'm not going to predict it's this season yet, but I do hope so. With Mozzie Smith, it has been such a slow burn, it feels like.
Yeah.
And, you know, you did invest a first-round pick in what you would call the not-so-sexy position.
Right.
So you expect, just as a football fan, you expect that if you're going to go to a not-so-sexy, what people don't think is as important as an offensive lineman, as a receiver, so on and so forth, I need him to be good right now. I need him to be good today. So I do think that because the clock is kind of running out for him, I'm going to say Mozzie.
Now, I want you guys to pull up the Cowboys schedule, and we'll get to this question in just a second. But in the meantime, somebody did ask who will be the next player to get arrested before week one. Do you believe the Cowboys will have one more arrest before the season starts?
No. That's it. I think they get the one every year.
Okay.
And that kind of sets the... Oh, I better not. So I think, but Kevin, you know this. Ray Lewis told us a long time ago. He said, if there's a strike and there's a long period of time, there's no football.
Right.
Crime. And so I feel like it is kind of that window between where the OTAs and mini camps are and when the season start or whenever training camp starts. There's that window of crime could happen. And I think that's what Ray Lewis was kind of warning us about. So, but I say no more.
All right, Alec.
I say no more.
Oh, Alec, he said no more. So I'm sorry you don't get to answer.
Aww.
All right. What is the most important game on the 2025 schedule? Game.
September 4th.
Singular.
Against Philadelphia, the opener.
Oh, man.
If you don't win that one, season's over.
Well, they're going to lose that game.
Oh.
So.
Season's over.
Okay. Alec, if you had to pick one game. So, believe it or not, game I picked, week 15, hosting the Minnesota Vikings, hopefully still on Sunday Night Football. We know there has obviously now been a precedent set that maybe you'll pull one of those Cowboys games out of prime time. But they have a weak schedule to start. When everyone's like, oh, this Cowboys schedule is so brutal. Like, take a look at the first half of the schedule. It is weak as hell. So if you don't build up a strong record, you're going to be in a lot of trouble. So the reason why I said the Minnesota game is you host Philadelphia. I'm not saying they're going to lose, but you could see that being a game that they might not win. Then they host Kansas City for Thanksgiving. Again, not saying they're going to lose, but that's going to be a brutal game. Then you're on the road against Detroit. So you're looking at three brutal games where if you come out 2-1, you're probably feeling pretty stoked. And I think that's not the end of the run, because the Chargers and Washington look like they're in position to potentially be really good. But you come back home after a brutal three-game stretch, and I think that's going to be a game that you're going to look at and you're like, if we don't win that game, our season is over.
Yeah, I think you can pick a lot of games late there in the schedule, sure. Too, for sure. Like the Los Angeles one is really good game to pick there. I'm going to go with the game at Denver. I think you need to win a road game in a stretch of early season road games.
Yes. Because
you're at Philly, at Chicago, at New York, at Carolina, and then at Denver. That's five in the first 8 weeks. And so that's a stretch where I think you have to win a couple of those on the road anyway, New York, Carolina specifically. But Denver would be one of those that, Kevin, I think that's a team that you kind of are evenly matched with. They're a talented defense, maybe the best defense out there.
Okay.
And so you're already going to have to, like, hopefully your offense is ramped up by week eight. And going on the road, how much are you going to hear about Sean Payton all week long, too?
Right.
And Bo Nix. Like, those two things are going to be all over the place. I think going up to Denver and winning a game there is going to be a key for this team, winning on the road.
Now, Alec, just one second. Somebody said 0-3 starts, in their opinion, then your season's over. Like, if you start 0-3...
You lost to the Giants?
At home. If you're 0-3 with this cupcake schedule to start compared to the back half, your season's over. All right? And I'll just throw that out there. All right, Alec. Most important game of the season.
I was tempted to go week 9 against the Cardinals, because the last time we lost to them, it felt like everything kind of fell apart.
Yeah.
But I'm going to go with week 12. You got the Philadelphia Eagles at home. That's kind of right in the meat of the schedule, as we like to say around here, you know? So I've heard. And, division opponent, your second time playing them, it's at home. If you've been somewhat consistent and you've been somewhat good up to this point, this is going to be one of those measuring stick games for me where I'm like, okay, can you really hang? Is it just false hope? You know, like, they have a winning record to this point. You can put any amount of wins you want there to fit that narrative. If they can at least hang with them, if it's a close game, if they win this game, which on paper I don't think they would, but right, if they found a way to win that game, that tells me that a lot of things have gone right and this team might actually be for real, because I'm with you. I don't think they win that week 1 matchup against Philly. So if they can split here, I think they have a chance to make the playoffs.
Now, my next question, do you trust Dak Prescott on the deep throw? Because this was something, and we've talked about this quite a bit, that the connection between him and, I'm just going to focus on Brandon Cooks, was just scintillating in training camp. And then you saw it in the regular season, and it looked like they had never played pitch and catch before, like ever.
Mm-hmm.
And now you have George Pickens, who we've talked about is like the third best deep threat in the league over the past couple of years. Do you trust, Pickens is a separate conversation, do you trust Dak Prescott on the long throws?
Yes. It's interesting whenever you see he had the fourth best completion percentage on long throws last year. He did? It's insanely weird numbers that I saw the other, it was like 95, wow. 0.9. It may have been yards average or something like that, but he was the fourth best at it. And I was like, this is a ridiculous thing. But I also don't feel like he's ever really had a receiver like Pickens that can do that. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Like, Turpin is a fast guy in space. And when you have a fast guy in space, you can come up with big plays. You can come up with 60-yard touchdowns because you got a fast guy in space. But I need a guy to go up and grab the ball out of the air and beat the two guys that are trying to get the ball from him. And Dak's never really had that. Whether Dak trusts it, does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
There have been a lot of times where I'm like, I don't think Dak trusts that guy's going to catch the ball. And sometimes, Troy Aikman learned this, a lot of the great ones have learned, I just got to trust my receiver. It's going to work out more often than it's not, is the hope. And I hope that if Dak Prescott trusts his receivers deep, I trust him because I trust the receiver he's throwing to. If that all makes sense. If he's throwing a Tolbert deep, I don't.
That's fair. Alec?
I'm going to say I trust him this year.
Ooh,
I'm going to say I trust him this year. And to Corey's point, I've seen those same numbers, and I'm like, huh, that's fun. Doesn't exactly match up to what we might have seen as of late, but
yeah,
it's just one of those things that, I mean, Daniel Jones, I think 2 years ago, was like the number two or number one best deep ball passer in the NFL, but he still stinks, you know? So like two things can be true at once, but I do think having Pickens on the roster is going to help. And I do think that Pickens is going to look a little bit different in Dallas too, because he's got a better offense around him. He's got better players around him. And I do think that you still see some of that touch, especially on the seam routes with the tight ends. You see that Ford is capable of, you know, laying a little bit of touch on the football. He's capable of it still. He needs the time to do it. So it goes back to the Tyler Guyton thing. Is he going to improve? Is Cooper Beebe going to give him the right time? Are they going to run a kind of offense that even commands that? I don't really know yet, but I do think that I trust him to make that happen.
Now, with all that in mind, what grade would you give the entire, like your comfortability with it? What grade would you give the Cowboys quarterback room going into the season?
B minus.
Okay.
Sounds fair.
I was going to go B plus.
Ooh, you know what? If you average it out, that's a B. That feels about right to me.
Average.
Yeah. By the way.
Kind of like where the Cowboys are, middle of the pack.
Yeah. By the way, and if Yahoo is doing their offseason power rankings and deep dives like on each team, they put the Cowboys at 18 if you care about such things. I just thought I would let you know. Who replaces Jordan Lewis in the slot? This might be the most complicated question just because of health and everything.
Everybody seems to want Bland to be there, but it seems like he's the only healthy one to be on the outside right now.
Right.
So I will go Bland because he's the best option there at being able to turn his hips both directions. Ravel's going to be an outside guy. That's the future at cornerback for the Cowboys there. And there's no way Diggs is going to do that. He's just not. I don't think that Diggs honestly can play that spot. I think Diggs is very good at being able to push a guy towards the sideline, being able to use the sideline to his advantage and catch up and go that. But I don't think when it comes to turning your hips either direction, he can catch up, but I think if the guy turns, he's gone. So I think that Bland would be the best option out of the ones we have right now.
Yeah, nobody else really makes sense at this point. That's an indictment on the depth at the position right now and just the overall health. I mean, if you add somebody in there to the rotation, maybe you can afford to switch things up and try things and see what they look like. I think right now you can't even afford to try. I think you have to put Deron Bland there because I don't think anybody else is capable of it.
So I want you to consider this, because if you're going to, like, let's say you're going to try some stuff, here are maybe some of the options that you would look at. Would you look at kind of converted safeties like Marquise Bell or Wanya Thomas? Would you consider Kalen Carson, or maybe not familiar?
Kalen Carson would be a good option.
Yeah.
I know they kind of liked him on the outside too. He called himself the seatbelt and everything. Or,
ooh, I like that.
But he also benefits from being able to have some guys, you know, the sideline to his benefit. I'd like that. When it comes to converted safety, that kind of depends on how Eberflus wants to run this defense. Because if that's the case, Kevin, and he's going to bring more of that nickel option in there, that safety is going to be more of a linebacker in that world.
Yeah.
You know, like yes, he can cover, but I'm rolling him off to a safety and coverage, and I'm focusing on what's in front of me in the run game. And so I don't know about that, but Kalen Carson's a good option because he is another cornerback.
Let me get one more grade from y'all. I was just curious because this popped up in the Yahoo profile. What grade would you give the Cowboys offseason? Now, I realize you'll be able to get a better look at it once the season actually starts or probably finishes. But if you had to right now, what grade would you give the Cowboys offseason?
C plus.
Okay.
I think they did good.
Why the sigh? You seem sad about that.
An underwhelming head coach hire, which it could change.
For sure.
Like, he could be the guy. Yeah. But that was underwhelming. Underwhelming free agent addition.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Decent draft, but also underwhelming.
Yeah.
So it wasn't anything exciting, and that's exactly kind of the way I like it.
Yeah.
Is that they didn't do anything exciting and splashy just for the headlines. It seems like they said, all right, we got holes to fill and we got to figure out how to do that while also understanding where our cap situation's going to be, because we screwed things up and we got to pay Micah at some point.
Right.
So like all those things, and Micah's still not signed. So you don't have that done. So there's still some loose ends that need to be tied up, but I think that they did okay. They got, again,
I don't disagree
with you. People will argue they didn't sign anybody. They did. They signed like nine. They got like maybe right. like nine additions to this thing.
Just people maybe that just, they knew.
Yeah. Yeah. You don't know Jack Sanborn.
Yeah.
And you don't. So you're like, that's not a sexy move to me. But I think it was they did get some work done.
Alec?
It'll be a C+ for now. Get the Micah deal done. I'll make it a B-.
Okay. You know what?
I feel like it falls in line with what we're used to, so I'm like average.
Yeah, look, it's tough to argue about that. You guys have talked about a lot of mediocre grades in here, and I think that's what some of the expectations are for the Cowboys. So I think we need to change pace. I think we need to do a little something different. Now, maybe we can do the moral compass, but also...
Let's get something away!
877-881-1053.
Now.
We'll win a pair of tickets to go see 21 Pilots when they come to the Dos Equis Pavilion on October 20th, courtesy of Live Nation. But also, I don't want you to be stressed out if you don't win right now. We'll be doing this giveaway all week long. 877-881-1053. But also, it's time for the moral compass. So it's been a minute since we've had the opportunity to do the moral compass. There's a couple of different stories and have brought it to our attention, and we need the feedback of the people. Do you want to start with fencing or running?
Fencing.
All right. Fencing. Moral compass question for you. Has your significant other ever gotten you into trouble? And if so, what did you do about it? So, Yasiora Thibis, as you probably already knew, the Olympic fencer, had to go to doping court. Now, I don't know if that's actually what they call it.
Yeah,
but
I'm pretty sure it is.
She was given a doping ban, but she argued she didn't actually take anything. She tested positive for Osterine, and she said no, can't be. They held the hearing. They determined that she was accidentally contaminated with this performance-enhancing drug via a kiss from her partner. The World Doping Association, or I guess Anti-Doping Association, that would be bad.
What did you call it?
The World Doping Association. The World Anti-Doping Association. They don't support this. They were seeking a 4-year ban.
The World Doping Medium?
Yeah.
WDM?
There you go. Mm-hmm. There's 40 of them. They would have knocked her out of the next Olympics. She has now been cleared. She argued that the positive test was an accidental contamination by her partner, and they said, approved.
Really?
Yes. So she won in doping court.
Frank Mir should revisit this, huh?
For people that don't know, it's been a long time now. I don't know, like 6 years ago, I'd have to go double check.
I think more.
Probably more. Frank Mir was in a UFC. He was getting ready for a UFC fight, and it was in Australia.
Yep.
And he said the biggest issue they had run into there, and I'm going to quote him exactly, was all the koala bears with chlamydia. Now, he said it like that, which, first of all, I was like, I thought you said that word differently. But also, it was pretty shocking to hear that koala bears would get down with the get down like that. And they had some problems. And then he got knocked out in his fight. And then he also tested positive for a PED and got suspended for 2 years. It was like a whole thing.
Chlamydia infections or free-ranging koalas can range from 0 to 89%, with overt disease affecting 4 to 40% of the individuals.
Hold on. That's a terrible study that they've done. It can affect 0 to 89%?
Uh-huh.
Okay, I could do that study with an 11% variation for free. It could affect 0 to 100%. I need them to limit that range a little bit.
How do you treat a koala with chlamydia? Not like you treat it with the disease. You're treating the disease.
I know. And do you need to?
Dude,
I don't know.
That conjunctivitis, you don't want that. There, when they have that inflammation in their cornea. Mm-hmm. Their urinary tract infections, reproductive tract infections for the koalas. It can lead to blindness, pneumonia.
You can go blind from that?
Go ahead and mark that. Infertility and even death. You can go deaf from that.
Man.
So beware when you're in Australia.
Okay.
Trying to find Margot Robbie.
I don't know what to do.
She's Australian.
Yo, I get it. I don't know what to do with any of that. Alec.
Arr.
Was that his Australian impersonation?
I think so.
Okay.
That's how they say no.
Have you ever had a significant other, partner, whatever, kind of get you into trouble like this Olympian?
Not that I can remember.
By the way, from the 214, Corey's on fire. Don't encourage him.
Yeah, don't encourage it.
That
it's
was
the tank top
Cowboys.
Speaking.
It was Cowboys okay. Conversation, which I'm really good at.
Oh, yeah, just put the feather in your own cap there, in your own tank top. I don't think so. Not like serious trouble. I know I've had some in the past that like made bad first impressions on people in my life, but like not actually got me into serious trouble. So maybe that's like a canon event that I need to experience that I haven't yet. But yeah, luckily none of them have actually gotten me into a like tough situation.
Follow-up question. Have you guys ever dated somebody that They didn't necessarily get you into trouble, but you're like, I could see that. Like, you dated someone, and you're like, yeah, I get it.
Yeah, I definitely have.
Yeah.
I could see that.
Adrian, one time, Kevin, at the bar.
Oh.
Her and my buddies, my roommate's girlfriend, were drinking together at my bar. This is at my bar. So
they're
out
a bar?
Yeah, they're out the patio, you know, having a good time. And then things are starting to close down. And this guy walks up to them and starts trying to hit on them. And they were like, no, thank you. Appreciate it. And that's whenever he did the wrong thing. And he called them the C word.
Oh, dear.
In front of me. At which point.
Cancer.
I then came over the top of the bar.
Oh, no.
Ready to, like, as I was coming over with my fist in hand. That works. That's when 6ix9ine, the big bouncer, stepped in and grabbed the guy and told him he needed to go. And that's whenever I was like, oh. But it was that moment of she was about to get me in trouble because she was, they were, you know, having a lot of fun. And they said the C word and I couldn't let that stand.
So this is remarkably different than the story my wife told me about when she was in her 20s with some of her girlfriends at the club and some guys were trying to dance upon them and they said no and everything like that. And Jess told me that she went up to one of the gentlemen and said, if you don't stop, I'm going to knock your block off.
Oh, wow. And I love it.
I don't know how intimidating that was to
I'm gonna clean your clock.
Yeah. To the guy at the moment. All right. Next moral compass. This was at a Hyrox race. You'll remember those are the people that make the fake Oreos, I do believe. That's Hydrox. So at the Hyrox race, this couple was running and the boyfriend kept running when his girlfriend seemingly passed out and she was unresponsive and they had to bring the paramedics over and he just kept on running out there.
He had to finish his race.
Stop it. Do you
Here's
agree
what I think.
With? Oh my God.
Here's what I think. Here's what I'm telling people, too. When I'm being interviewed after this race, I'm telling them she would have wanted me to finish for her. The race, that is. She would have wanted me to complete the race because we've been training so hard for the last however long you train for Hyrox. If you're out there and you do Hyrox.
H-Y-R-O-X.
What's it like? So that's what I'm saying. I'm saying I don't think he's that bad of a guy. I think he was just doing, he was finishing the mission. And that's what it's all about. You get into something like that, you know there are risks, but you have to complete the chore.
Alec, a couple things. First off, do you agree with Corey? Second off, are you ever surprised that he's been married this long?
I'm going to answer the second question first. Yes, I am. But that just shows, if anything, that's more of a testament to how well they work together.
Yeah.
The fact that these things can happen and they just understand, which good for you.
Thanks.
Because I feel like there's been a couple situations I could have been slapped by certain people for that stuff. So I didn't try it. But.
Wow.
I kind of agree with Corey.
What?
The question is, what's at stake here? Because like, imagine it's one of these super big, like, you know, like gladiator races, and there's a big cash prize.
They were
prize
running
at the
this
end.
Race like in a bootleg or a fancy looking gym. I don't know what was on the line here, but
free membership.
It didn't.
In
look,
this economy, I'm it, taking that.
It didn't look like we were advancing to the Olympic qualifiers. Off
maybe
of this
water
race.
In a bag for a lifetime. That'd be awesome.
Maybe a really cool medal to put on my wall. Like I need to finish the race.
See.
And I'm a runner at heart, so I'm just like, I'm always going to, you're always taught, finish the race. If you're capable of finishing the race, which the man in this instance was capable of finishing the race, he
what
finished
if she
the race.
Would have died?
That would have been unfortunate.
Yeah, bad timing.
Very unfortunate. And he probably would have gone, oh, there was nothing I could do to save her anyway.
Yeah, he's not a, you know, EMS guy.
See, okay, but I feel like you should have made that argument earlier. That I'm not a paramedic. What am I supposed to do? As opposed to, I was upright. I'm finishing the race. All right. Do you anticipate a conversation about the future of your relationship after this?
Oh, she's definitely going to say, we need to talk. Or it's going to be something like, I'm going to say something to you and I don't want you to get mad. And that's when you're like, I'm already mad. You shouldn't have said that because you're deciding that I'm already mad before you even tell me. Mm-hmm. So that's where I think they're going to have a conversation about where things are. But when I asked the question to her, do you want me to finish races or do you want me to half-ass it? No matter what, or just when it's on your terms?
You don't think he could have a contingency plan that if she passes out and needs medical help?
What if he didn't notice? Did we know if he noticed or not? Like, did he go back and he was like, oh, is everything okay? All right, I'll be back.
I believe the story made it sound as if there was enough of a to-do about it that it would have been tough to miss. Because again, this wasn't on some sprawling outdoor course. It was inside.
Hey, if we have that conversation, then my argument against it is, look, I'm not a paramedic. I would have just made matters worse. So I kept running. I would have been stressed out. I would have been freaking out, okay? Because my lady is passed out in the middle of a race. I can't do anything about it. I'm just going to make things worse. I'm going to stress out the paramedics I'm freaking out. So I'm just going to keep running.
The only thing that helped me finish this race was the thought of getting to you safe.
Mm-hmm. That's nice.
If I finish this, then it's going to help her, is what I was thinking.
How is that?
She just has to believe it. It doesn't have to be true. She just has to believe it.
From the 240, I agree with Corey. Everybody wants a ride or die chick.
True.
All right. A couple quick basketball updates for you.
You know how women are, right?
Yes, PG. I know. That's who we need to get back on the show. The Pacers did confirm that Tyrese Halliburton will miss the entire season. Paolo Banchero got that 5-year rookie max $287 million. Plus, he also got a player option, the first on the rookie max extension to get that since Luka and Trae Young. And have you seen any of the amazing pictures or videos of Nikola Jokic celebrating his horse? Like, I think he's happier with that than maybe the title. Or it's like really close. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, it's time for the C Block starring Corey Majors.
Urban Meyer, Larry Fitzgerald, and Someone's Lying. Kevin thinks it's Urban Meyer. Next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.